April 25th, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, these are unprecedented times. Never before has it been such a threat to your health and well-being just to live in relation to your environment. You will be more appreciative when this quarantine is lifted of common, everyday privileges, such as freedom to go where you want, eat in restaurants, and mix socially with others. The virus, however, will not disappear overnight. That will be a gradual victory. Caution will be the key as society opens up again. All of this has affected not only physical well-being, but spiritual well-being as well. I am waiting to welcome each of you back into places of worship. My arms and my heart are open to you. Once again, I urge you to open your hearts to unitive prayers as the hour of vindication approaches. Seek heavenly wisdom, which will guide you as to what you should and should not do. Do not trust merely what do you want to do. Through prudent wisdom, allow me to guide you as to your recovery. A note is given to read James chapter 3, 13 through 18. Who is wise and understanding among you? By his good life, let him show his works in the meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter jealousy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast and be false to the truth. This wisdom is not such as comes down from above, but is earthly, unspiritual, devilish. For where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there will be disorder and every vile practice. But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, open to reason, full of mercy and good fruits, without uncertainty or insincerity. And the harvest of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.